Bez Hashem, we're learning Deir Shemesh on Simi Yod Siv Zayin, share number 30. Chav Vav Adar Beis Toshin Pei Beis. We are discussing Malbushim Sheheim Suchim Minat Stodin Lemata, garments that are opened on the sides, on the bottom. V'yesh Lehem Arba Kenofois Litzad Mata, it has four corners. But on top, the garment is sealed, it's closed. On top, it's closed. So the shaila is, we're saying it's closed, meaning that normally our tzitzis that we wear, it's talis cotton, has an opening for the head, and it's open totally on the sides, the whole entire thing. This garment, we're saying, is open on the bottom, but the top part is closed. Let's look at a picture over here. For those who are on the audio, not visual rather, audio, have to use your imagination. So here is a picture where you have the garment which is closed on the top. You only have room for your arm, and the rest of it is totally sealed. And then the bottom part has a slit. So in that case, says the Mechaber, Im rubai sasum, if the majority of this beged, and we're going to learn soon, the majority is viewed by the majority of the whole entire beged, not just the half going down. That's very important. Im rubai sasum, then it's pater. Pater from tzitzis. So you'll have a garment that has four corners, but it's pater from tzitzis. Okay? Im rubai sasum, it's pater from tzitzis. V'im rubai pesuach, but if the majority of this garment is opened, it's pesuach, then it's chayiv. Then it's chayiv in tzitzis. Once again, the majority is not viewed of the bottom section, but the majority is viewed from the whole entire beged. And we're going to learn that even if the bottom section has the proper shear, in other words, the bottom section that's opened has the proper measurements to require tzitzis, that in and of itself will not obligate the person to put on tzitzis, because the whole entire beged, as we view it from the whole entire beged. And if half of it is sasum, half of it is pesuach, so it's half and half, 50-50. Matilon oisai luchumra, v'chayv et tzitzis. Matilon oisai luchumra, you put on the strings luchumra, v'chayv et tzitzis, and it's chayv and tzitzis. However, v'ein yoitzin boi b'shabis, you cannot go out to Rishus Harabim, and we'll even see a karmelis, a rabbinic domain, on Shabbos, with such a tzitzis like this. Says the Mishmar Sifkar Nuchav Dalit, Malbushim Sheheim Psuchim Minat Stadim Lemata. You have garments that are Psuchim Minat Stadim, open from the sides on the bottom. Yesh Lehem Arbek Nofes Atzad Matu Lemailohim Stumim. Im Rubai Sosum, says the Mishmar Sifkar Nuchav Dalit, is Potter. Afilu Im Yesh Behamiyat HaPasuach Shir Talis. Even if you have the proper measurement in the bottom section, the shear of a talus. Now, what happens if you put strings on this garment? Now, the garment has four corners. But the garment that has four corners, the majority of it is considered to be sealed. The majority of the whole entire garment. So then, after you widen the slit, now it would be obligated to have tzitzis. So what's the problem with this? The problem with this is called tasa women osui, right? Because when you made the tzitzis on these four corners, it was a garment which was exempt from tzitzis. Now you have to take it off and do it again. Okay, and that's really what the picture is showing over here. Where here you have a garment that has four corners, but there's no requirement to put on strings on it, to put on a tzitzis. Because you see, it's not cut all the way through, or majority is not cut through. Then what you did was, you took a knife and you and he made it, majority of it is slit. You see that? That's what he did over here with this knife.
Right.
Now, if you look closely...
Is there a problem wearing that garment that doesn't require tzitzis but has them?
During the week?
Yeah, during the week.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think there's a problem wearing...
There's just no mitzvah. You're not fulfilling any mitzvah.
Two things. One, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, and two, you're not violating a mitzvah of not putting on tzitzit in the four-corner garment.
Right.
Right? Because it goes both ways. You have to, one, put on tzitzit on the garment that has four corners, but this garment is, by definition, is not called a four-corner garment. It's like, if you ask somebody visually, is that a four-corner garment, they'll tell you, yeah, one, two, three, four. But halachically, it's not separated high enough, so therefore it doesn't fall into the category of obligating you to put in strings, to put in the tzitzis.
So it's fine to wear it, but...
Right. Even Shabbos you can wear it. Why can't you wear it in Shabbos?
Because if it's not obligated, it would be carrying enough.
So who said I'm going outside?
I'm just saying if you were to...
Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Mechaber.
Yeah, right.
But technically speaking,
you could wear it still.
If you have an Eruv, where you live, right? So I'm saying, to say you can't wear it on Shabbos, I wouldn't say that's correct, right?
Yeah.
Right? You could wear it on Shabbos. You just can't wear it outside if there's no Erev on Shabbos.
Right?
Right?
You have to be aware of that.
So yeah, you have to be aware. Just like, you know, could you put something in your pocket in your house on Shabbos? You could.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there are those that suggest not to, because if there's no Erev, you don't, right? Well, you could.
Right.
But before you go out, you have to make sure you check your pockets. Okay. So we say over here that the problem in Sifkan Chavdalit, he says, explains, is that even if it's possible because of Tasa, you have to make the tzitzis, not that it can't, it should be made already. As we said earlier in Sif Hey, so what do you have to do is you have to untie them and then retie them. Sifkan Chav Hey, Ruboy Pasuach is Chayiv. Rubai pesuach is chayiv. Im rubai pesuach is chayiv. Hainu dafka roiv mikol beged. It's specifically roiv for the majority of the whole entire beged. So you don't just look at the lower section, but you look at the whole entire beged. V'loy kemoi sho'isin hachayotin talis katan. It's not like the chayotin, the tailors make by talis katan shetoyfen oisoy minat stodin. Sometimes he says you have tailors, they make a talis katan. Now, it's going to be similar to the undershirt tzitzis which they have today, but the difference is, he's talking about, is that it's more sealed on the side. Mm. By the undershirt tzitzis, there's just a little connecting from the front of the beged to the back of the beged that you put your arm through. But the whole entire majority of this is totally open on the sides of this undershirt tzitzis. So he says, not like the tailors make a talis katan, that they sew it on the sides, and then they make a hole for you to put your arm through it. Then they sew the bottom part of the two sides together. And they leave the majority of it open. But where are they measuring from? They're measuring from below the arm. Okay, so if you take a look at this picture here, they're measuring, this is on page 40, picture number 8. They're measuring from below the arm. This picture. You see that? They're measuring from here, from below the arm.
Yeah.
But you have to measure the whole entire beged. The whole entire beged. And then we look at the sleeve part as if it's sealed also. So that's what the Mishnah is going to be saying now. This is a problem. V'zeh tos gomer. V'zeh tos gomer. It's 100% wrong. Ki oz loy nikra bas dal knofos. It's not called a four-corner beged. It's not called a four-corner beged. V'koruv hadover shemavarech mavarech levatola. And it's close to being a situation that one who makes a bracha is like a bracha levatola. I just want to share with you a quick question, which I don't have an answer for, because on the previous page, the last three words was, v'zeh tos gomer. That's 100% a mistake. And then he says, Ki oz lo nikra bas dal knofes. Then it's not called a four-corner garment. So if it's not called a four-corner garment, and you make a bracha on a four-corner garment that's not a four-corner garment, that's a bracha v'atala. So why is the Mishmur saying, v'karav hadavar shemavarech mavarech v'atala? Why is it karav hadavar? It's close to being bracha v'atala. It should be 100% bracha v'atala. So I don't know like which way he's going here. It sounds like he's concerned to call it a bracha v'atala 100%, but a few words earlier, he's saying that's not called a four-corner garment. I mean, I can't take my hat and put it on my head and make a bracha on for the tzitzis on my hat. That's no shaykhus, right? So I don't know. Unless he's just saying that it's koruv, because even though it's not called a four-corner garment, one might want to say that there's room to be lenient. Definitely he's going to say it's not called four corners. Maybe that's why he's saying not 100% unequivocally across the board. It's an Isser of Bracha Levatola. Maybe. If anyone listening on the recording says a Mahalach, please share with me. Thank you. V'alkol panim loy odiv min beged shechetzi pasuach dechai betzitzis. So he says, now, in this case, it's not any less, it's not any better, rather, and like odif, min beged shechetzi pasuach, that's half as open, dechai betzitzis, it's obligated to put on tzitzis, v'os levaruch alav, but you can't make a bracha. V'osr lotzeis, here's the key word, v'osr lotzeis boy b'shabbos, you can't go out with it on Shabbos, that's what you were referring to earlier.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. Elo tzarech limdoid af ma'ashel ma'ilo min yadayim, you have to measure even that which is from above the space where you put your hands through the hole of your arms, for the arms, and the hole is exude as if it is sealed as well. Okay. Sivkatin chaf vav. So he said, l'chumra, put on tzitzis. Chayiv l'chumra, chayiv tzitzis. I will aim a varech nalav, but aim a varech nalav. You don't make a bracha. Then we say you should not go out with it on Shabbos. The shema potter, because maybe it's potter. V'atzitzis avikim asoy, and then the tzitzis you're carrying the strings, you're carrying the tzitzis. Ukel kamon, as we see later on, it's a shema and simin yud gimel. V'ayim b'magen Avram shekasa of the afle karmel is awesome. Magen Avram says not only can you not go into a rishus rabin deraisa, a public domain, which is prohibited biblically, but it's also forbidden to go in a Carmelis, in a rabbinic area as well. The Einois in Safik de Rabban L'Chadchila, you can't make a case of Safik de Rabban L'Chadchila to permit you to carry in the Carmelis. There are many of the Achroinim who are lenient. He brings here the El Yerabah, Nar Shalom, Arzuz Achaim, the Chayodim in Sadalakil, that are lenient the Gamma Acharinim in this case. Okay. I do want to share with you the Chazanish. The Nadir Shinot, they bring over here the Chazanish, who seems to be lenient and says you can go out in the public area with these strings on Shabbos. Now, what's the case? The case is that you're only putting on the tzitzis. You're only putting on the tzitzis because of a doubt. So the Mechaber says, Shulchan Aruch said, wait a minute, if you go out with that, it means you're carrying those tzitzis. The Chazon Ish says, why are you carrying the tzitzis? You're not carrying anything. You're putting it on mitam safik. So mitam safik, because there's a doubt, maybe you're chayv in tzitzis, so you're fulfilling that mitzvah. You're fulfilling it. There's no problem with it. He said, tzarech iyun. Shari afal pi, shabeget zeh eino chayv betzitzis elamachma, says safik. You're only putting on the tzitzis because of suffix. By the way, this could be why he's saying korv hadavar, the Mishmur says. It's close to be called a bracha v'atala. Because you're only putting on because of suffix. Mikamokim, einu choshev kemasu. It's not called a carrying of an item. You're not carrying anything. Sherei yesh tzarech v'talis chutei tzitzis. There's a purpose for the tzitzis. What's the purpose? Why did you take strings and run it through the hole there? And that's what we call stitzis. Why do you do that? Because they have a suffix. Because you have a suffix. If there's a suffix, you want to make sure that you're not violating any yisr. So you put on the tzitzis. And since you're not going to be taking out the tzitzis, betalim the beged v'chashumim kebeged atzmei. And therefore, it's bottled to the beged, it's nullified to the beged. It's just like we say, your button that you close your jacket with, is that you're carrying a button? No, the button's part of the garment, right? So too over here, your tzitzis are also considered to be part of this beged. Lefichach yotzin by b'Shabbos, the Chazanish says you can wear them on Shabbos and go out the public area. We now continue with Sivches. Okay, Sivches. The next few halachas are interesting cases. Sivches is when you have a cape. You have a cape, and you put the cape on, and the cape has four corners. So here's the case. You have this cape right here, and it's four corners on the cape. Rav Nachum, you have that picture? They gave you a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's a very chashuv sefer. You have that. English Or Olam has the pictures from this sefer. In that, it's the same picture, same author. From David Hirschlita, a friend of mine. So he says like this. Kappa, a cape. Shipsucho b'inyin sheyesh lo arba knofos. It's open to the point sheyesh lo arba knofos. It has four corners. It has four corners. Im yikbu ba astringe lasois kestuma kedei lepacha mitzitzis. If you put hooks, astringe, put hooks to make it like it's sealed, in order to exempt it from tzitzis, eine mayel tikun ze, imoy tiyeh kavua mechatzi arko ulamata ulchalapachas. This putting on the hooks will only help. Now, once again, what does he want to accomplish? He wants to put on the hooks and to make it like it's a sealed beged, but he doesn't want to stitch it up. He doesn't want to sew it up. So this will only help to put on these hooks. And to seal it, it's only going to help unless only in the loytiyeh kavua mechatzi arko, has to be set, meaning permanent there, for half the length ulamate going down the cholapachas. The gamshitiyeh kavua ulamate miachagor also has to be kavua from below the belt. Lemanya haroy v'asosom roy v'anir leinayim. So the majority that's sealed is visible to the eyes. Why? Because if not, im loykein yosem yishum maris ayin. It's going to be a problem, Maris Ayin. So, you take a look over here, and you see here you have a case where he put a belt around it, and then you see these are the clasps. And these clasps, can you see that on the picture over there, on the screen? These clasps over here seal it. Now, if you look at the next picture, he's showing you the type of clasps they are. It has to be a clasp that cannot be easily opened. Now, let's just give an example for a second. Sometimes you have a lady's garment has like a hook and an eye type of a garment that closes it. Now that hook and eye, it just sits in there easily. And if you easily just snap it, it opens up, right? That would not be good over here for the garment we're discussing to exempt it from tzitzis. It has to be that it's the hook goes all the way down and is fastened. Then when you connect it to the eye, it's in the downward position. Then that would be considered to be permanent. Now let's see this inside over here in Siv Katan.
What about the issue, if you have a cape and you have your tzitzis dragging on the ground, that's not good.
Okay, so what you're saying is 100% correct. What you're saying is 100% correct. So what you'd have to do is make sure that, you know, it doesn't do that. I mean, the point you're raising is 100% correct, which is why we really want to create a situation where you don't want tzitzis, right? That's really the goal. You don't want tzitzis. Now, there's another solution to that. What's a simple solution to that, to your cape?
Shorten.
Okay, well, yeah, but you still have to put tzitzis on it. If you want a situation where you don't put tzitzis, you round the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Round the corner. If you round one of the four corners, so then it's not a four-corner garment. It's a three-corner garment that is not chayv and tzitzis, right? And that's what you have, people who wear a kapata, a long coat. So that's the, if you look in the back, which we'll discuss this. This is the topic we're discussing now. They round the back, the bottom part of the of the slit. You see, it's rounded. Says the Mishmur Sifkan Chavches. Astringio, who dover hamechabet study habeged achas elachas. It's clasps, something that connects from one side to the next. La'asoysik stuma, l'chein ein la'asoys betalis katan crossim lamantam yechatsir. Don't make in the talis katan these crossim, these clasps from the bottom part, the avikisosim. Because if you're going to put tzitzis on and make a bracha, you can't put those clasps on. You got to go which way you're going here. You want to have tzitzis or do you not want to have tzitzis? Now he says, "V'ushe nechfafin ma'oid rashi akrosim letzad asheni." Now, when we're saying that the clasps are good bona fide clasps, it has to be bent over to the second side. Sheni yochla atiron elide ma'isa, that it cannot be undone unless you open the clasp. You have to physically open the clasp. The bezech hashiv chibur gomer then is considered to be a solid connection. Le'inin klayim in regards to klayim. The hainling and tzitzis, so too by tzitzis. So in other words, if you add wool and linen, wool on one side, linen on the other side, and you clasp the two together and it's solid down, so in that case, what we're saying is, that is considered to be a what? A bona fide problem if it's clasped down and it's attached now. But if it's just, we'll call it touching each other, because it's not clasped down, then it's not considered to be klayim, and also won't be considered to be tzitzis. But if you don't seal it properly, it's not considered to be a chibur, a connection.
You can use snaps, right? Snaps would be fine.
So it's interesting.
No?
I don't know. I'm not sure, you know. My hesitation is if the snap is considered to be too loose, you know. In other words, sometimes you have solid, very strong snaps.
Right.
Those snaps, I would say yes. But
usually the fabric tears before the snap comes loose.
You're saying if you just push the snap out?
Yeah,
I mean, it depends. I'm saying sometimes they make, you know, children, you know, I mean, now that you mention this, I remember, you know, getting my little children when they were dressed, you know, and then like sometimes you think it's a snap, it's a button, then you get in trouble.
There's a product out there for insistence called Neat Seat, right?
Neat Seat?
Neat Seat.
What does that do? What is this?
It has snaps under the arms to keep your insistence neat. In place.
Oh, that's so interesting you say this. I was just asking at the last night's show, I was just asking this. If anybody's familiar with those snaps over there. So
the product called Dietzi.
Yeah, so nobody at the show last night was aware of this. So now here at the show you are. Okay. I thought I saw something like this. Now that snap, it has to be very high up by the armpit.
Yeah.
You know, And that's what I was referring to. Or because if it's too low down, that could cause a problem of being... So you want to say, well, if it could cause a problem, then it means it's considered to be sealed. Yeah, I hear. I don't want to say for sure, but I definitely hear.
Okay.
He says further in Sif Katan Lamed that you have to make sure that these clasps are visible so that people see that the clasps are there. That's why you won't have tzitzis. You won't have strings. Maris ayin v'hoylich betalis cotton tamin tachas begadav. One who goes with a talis cotton underneath his clothing, af kishu hu hoylich b'shus rabim hu betznei. Even though in the public area he's in a private situation and people don't see his talis cotton. Yesh la'atid l'shayich b'zev maris ayin. So Rekim Eger says that's not considered to be a maris ayin. It's not a problem in this scenario. I did want to get back to your scenario, your question you said about the tzitzis. The person has to be very careful. Tzitzis should not be dragging on the floor. Right? You have the Gemara Gittin of the great three very wealthy people who during the Gemara and the Chorban. You're learning Gittin now, right? Right, so Daphne and Zayin around there. You learn by the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the sugi over there, He had one person called Ben Tzitzis Haksas. It was like a nickname. Ben Tzitzis Haksas. He was so makbid, he was a very wealthy person, he was so makbid that tzitzis would never drag on the floor. The tzitzis would like go on like a pillow. And they would never touch the floor. Oh. And people have to be careful. People have to... This is a dvar mitzvah. In the same way, you want yourself, you want to look good yourself, and your suit should look clean, and your shirt should look clean. The tzitzis we have should not be dragging on the ground. Later on, we'll see the Mishru says that it's best, even though the norm is that people have two tzitzis hanging in the front, two in the back, he says it's best to take the back two and put it through your belt. So you'll say, well, you don't have a belt. So it's a very simple solution to that. You get a belt, okay? I'm not talking about a gartel, if Hasidim wear a gartel or some people wear a gartel. I'm talking about a belt for holding up your pants. You put it through your pants, through the hole, through the belt. And then the back two tzitzis will not be dragging down. And then that's just a very simple solution. It's covered for the tzitzis, and we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem later on. Okay, let's see further here in Sif Tes. Mechaber says, "Haknafayim tzarich shiyu merubaois v'loy shiyu agulois." So it seems like a very obvious, straightforward halacha here. Your tzitzis have to be squared and not rounded. In other words, the corners have to be square, not round. So you think, well, if it's round, it's not a corner. So what's the Mechaber tell me? What's the Shulchan Aruch telling me? Says the Mishmur, "The ain igul nikra konof." So the Mishmur tells us, if it's round, it's not called a corner. So once again, you ask, well, what don't I know? So we're just going to read one line here of the Bir Halacha on to the right side of the page where he says, Sarach Iyun ad kamer nikra b'shem agulois. The point we have to define here is when you have something which is a corner and then it's bent in, how much, just like you have by your tefillin, just like by your tefillin, sometimes people say, oh, is this corner, is it bent? Is it not a corner anymore? Because you said, moid the next, close, too close to the wall, and you banged the tefillin, chas v'shalom, right? So, here also the question is, how much of the corner, does that be 100% 90 degree angle, right? Is it mamish 90 degree angle over there? Or if a little bit is bent in, is that still called round? Is that called a corner? So that's what he's discussing here. Sarich shiyu merubois v'loy shiyu agulois. It has to be a square, a 90 degree angle, and not round. Sif yud. Let's see one more halacha here. Sif yud. The Mechaber says mitznefes betura. A hat is exempt from tzitzis. Can you imagine having putting strings on your hat? Okay. So you say, well, what's the havmina? So we're talking about a hat here, like a turban. Like the Arabs wear. Right. And then you have it on your head, wrapped around on your head, and then you have it coming down on the sides. So mitznevas p'tura, afilu shel arotzei samayiv, even the western countries, sh'shnei rosheha mushlochem al kesveyem v'gufem, that the two parts in the front are resting on your shoulders and in the front of your body, afal pi shemiskaseba roishoi v'rubay, and even though even though it's covering the head and majority part of your body, is potter. Why? Since the ikra, the main part, is to cover your head. Like sus harosh, because the Torah says suscha, your sus, meaning not meaning that it has to be covering your body. Like sus harosh, has to be a garment covering the body, not a garment covering the head. So the hat, even though it's coming down, and here's a picture. By the way, this Bir Halacha is discussing the corners of the Mizbeach. To what point is it considered to be a corner or not a corner? Same discussion we had with the tzitzit just now, the corners of the Beged. So here you have this like turban. That's what they're called. These are turbans, right? So you have, it's covering your head, and it's dragging down past your shoulders in front of you, and then in the back also, it's slid open. So we're not concerned that this is chayiv and tzitzis, and the reason for that is because it is, that's for your head, and even though it's covering your body, that's not the purpose of it. Sif katan lamed beis kevin sheikra hachin loy rather mitchil rak v'shul kisei roish. You prepared it for your head, so the fact that it covers your body, It's not an issue. Like sus harosh, masha ois natar latalis. This is your person makes a Torah, and he puts like this strip in the front of the talis. So he says, it's not because the front part of the talis is to cover your head. So he's saying, no, he's asking a question. If you put in that Torah on the front part of the talis, then so maybe the talis is to cover your head. So then the talis itself that we wear is not for tzitzis. You shouldn't have to put tzitzis on it. So he says, no, that's not the reason why you have that Torah there. But the concern is we discussed earlier that you don't want the tzitzis, the front tzitzis, to be mixed up with the back tzitzis, to flip over, flip around, just like by the krushim, the beams that were used that to build the Mishkan and that were placed by the Kodesh Kedoshim were the beams that they always want to put by the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the reason. Nothing to do with the fact that it's a head covering. That really the talus is for head covering. However, Ayin Lael Simul Chesiv Katan Tesu Kasatish Harizal Like how you makbid al zeh. The Harizal was not makbid with this to put that Torah v'chei machriel yirabu l'hokil im nikra l'mayel v'kiyotzba zeh. The Yirabu is also linked with this. Now, this is why you'll notice by Minyan Chabad they don't have this Atar on the top because that's the way they go by the Harizal. Right? That's exactly what they do. That's exactly what the Mishmarus bring down here. And the purpose, what's in the Negeah to us, is that the talis that we wear is a beged for our body and not for our head. Mitzvah Shalom, pick up tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.